Okay, today is Daf Tes Vav. Today is one of the most famous Gemaras in all of Shas. No question. Yeah, this is top 10.
But you've said that at least 50 times.
At least 50 times, but it is top 10.
He said it's number one.
I didn't say number one. I said it's one of the most. One of the most. There's no such thing, number one. But maybe there is. But we didn't get to it yet. It's one of the most famous of all. Probably one of the most. No question about that. Here we go. Shalu, where are we up to? Shalu?
Yeah.
Shalu has Ben Zoma. Now, I don't know what this Gemara has to do with the story. We're talking about the four who went into the paradise. Now, out of left field, they asked Ben... What? I know, but they're asking Ben Zoma now a question out of left field. Shalu has Ben Zoma. Malu Sarutze Kalba. Are you allowed to castrate a dog? What's the Shaila? The Shaila is not allowed to castrate animals. But the Pasuk that talks about castration is within Karbanos. So what about a dog? Not only can a dog not be a carbon, you can't even use the exchange of a dog for a carbon. It's so not a carbon. So can you castrate a dog? And what does that kasha have to do with this? Like out of left field, such a kasha comes up. So he told him, no. You shouldn't do that in your land. Any animal in the land, you can't even do it to a dog. Okay, next. Shalos Ben Zoma. Besula she'ibra maho l'kohen gadol. If a besula, and somehow she's pregnant, can such a person marry a Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a besula. What about how'd she get pregnant? She's a besula. So Michai Shinul the Shmuel, are we choshesh for Shmuel? Damar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Yochel ani libol kama be'ilos below dam. I'm able. He's such an expert. He's able to be with a woman, get her pregnant, and without breaking the besula. Get around that. Such a thing is impossible. So are we choshesh for that? Oh, Dilma, no. That's very uncommon. That's very unusual. So, Amalahu, with Shmuel lo shchia. No, that's not. We're not choshish for that. Nobody knows how to do that. Maybe Shmuel, one person. No one can do that. However, Chashid and Shem Bambati Ibra. Maybe she became pregnant in a bathtub. What happened?
Same Shmuel, our Shmuel.
Why not? It is.
It's over earlier
than Shmuel. What? I know, it's the idea. It's the idea, right? So, what happened? A man was in a tub. He Zera came out. And then a woman went into the tub, and she got pregnant from that zera, and she's a besula. So we choshish for such a thing or not? So that was the question. Vamar Shmuel, kol shech bazera she'eli yorek kechet eno mizrat. Yeah, any shech bazera doesn't come out like an arrow cannot impregnate a woman. You're right. Meikarunami yorek kechet avi. Yeah, when it came out like that. It came out straight. Came out normal. It's in the bath, and she went into the bath. Right? They say a few people in history. Yirmiyah Hanavi, his mother became pregnant with Yirmiyah like this. There's a medrash that says that. Other people, maybe Ben Sira, maybe. Could it happen? I don't know. But what about this? What about if a woman is artificial inseminated, she becomes pregnant, she's a basula. Could such a person marry a Kohen Gadol? I don't know. That was the question. That question, by the way, is never answered. They don't answer that question. Like, what does that question have to do with anything out of left field? Back to the story. Tana Rabbanan. There was a story with Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. He was standing on the steps of the Harabayis. The Ra'uhu ben Zoma. He saw Ben Zoma. V'lo Amad Lefanav. And Ben Zoma didn't stand up for him. So Amar Lo, he said, he realized that Ben Zoma was deep in thought. He didn't even notice him. So Amar Lo, so he told him, Me'an Ula'ayin Ben Zoma. What's going on with you, Ben Zoma? What are you up to, Ben Zoma? So Amar Lo, Tzofa Ha'isi, I'm looking bin mayim elyonim l'mayim hatachtonim. I'm looking between the upper waters and the lower waters. Be'ein bein zeh l'zeh el shal shetzbos b'vad. And there's only 3 fingers' breadth difference between the upper waters and the lower waters. If no idea what that means, shenamar like it says, v'ruach elokim and the spirit of Hashem merachefes al pnei hamayim. It was hovering over the water. Ki yona shemerachefes al boneha, like the yona hovers over her young. Ve'en onagah, it doesn't touch the nest. Amalehen, Rabbi Yeshua l'tamidav. So Rabbi Yeshua told us, Tamidim, Adayin Ben Zoma b'chutz. Ben Zoma is still out there. He's still b'chutz. Why? Michti. Ruach alakim rachefes al panei hamayim. It says that Hashem was hovering over the water. Eimas havi. When was that? B'yom Rishon. That was on the first day. But Havdalah, b'yom Sheni havi. The Havdalah was on the second day. The havi, the k'siva, he mavdo b'mayim l'mayim. So what's Ben Zoma talking about? Unfortunately, Ben Zoma is still out there. The kama, and how big is that separation? Amr v'achar b'yakov, k'mal inyama, a hair's breadth. Rabbanan say, kiguda de gamla. It's the difference between the planks on a bridge. Amar Mazutri Tem Ravasi, Amar Ketre Glime de Parsi Hadadi. It's like two things of clothing that are stacked one. I think that's what this means. Clothing stacked one over the other. There's still a space between the clothing. It's very, very small, but they're still there. Vamila Ketre Kasi de Sechifi Hadadi. With two cups on top of each other. There's still a space in between them. That was the space between the upper waters and the lower waters. I don't know what this means. Okay, next. Acher, this is the famous Gemara. Acher, kitzos binatios. Acher went off the derech. It's basically the best way to say it. He went off the derech. Olav hakasev omer, about him it says, al titen espicha lachti espisarecha. Mayhi, what's going on? What made him go off the derech? Now, the Gemara here is going to give one answer. At the end of the daf, we're going to give three more answers. And Tosos gives two more answers. There's a lot going on with this person. So first of all, Chaza Metatron, he saw a malach named Metatron. The Asyava, he was sitting down. The Asyava Le Rishusa, he was given permission to sit down. Lemichtav, Lemesav, I'm sorry. The Asyava Le Rishusa, he was given permission, Lemesav, to sit down. Lemichtav Zechusa de Yisrael. And he's writing the Zechusim of Klal Yisrael. That's what Acher sees this. Amal, he says, Gemir, we have a tradition. The Lamaila lo havi lo, there's no lo yeshiva. There's no sitting down in heaven. Was he sitting down? No sitting down. Lo tacharos, there's no disputes. Lo oref, right? There's no back. Lo ifui, there's no tiredness. Shema chas v'shalom beis v'shiyotein. Maybe there are two reshuyos chas v'shalom, says Acher. Why seeing him sit down made him think that? I don't know. I don't know what's going on in his head. I don't know what's going on, what he saw. What did he see even? I don't know. Anyway, Afkul and Metatron, they took Metatron, U Machyu Shitin Psule Denura, and they gave him 60 lashes of fire lashes. They did that to Metatron, right? Tosfos says on top, they did that. Lo Dialo, in other words, Bezin Shalmala punished him. Lo Dialo, to show him, to show who? To show Acher? She'ein yichol as the Metatron Yosef me'achrini. That he's no more special than anyone else. There's not two Rishios. It's like they whipped Metatron to show Acher. No, you're mistaken. He's just like everyone else. Amalei. I don't know. Amalei. My time of Kichazitha lo kam to mikamei. How come when you saw Acher, you didn't get up? Anyway, it's Yahweh l'Rishuse. They gave him permission. L'mimchak z'chusa d'Acher. To erase the Zechusim of Acher. Yachus Abaskol v'Amra, thank you. Abaskol came out and said, Shuvu banim shovavim, everybody could come and do tshuva, chutz me'Acher, except for Acher. What's the story with Abaskol? We'll try to say something at the end. Amar, he said like this. So what exactly happened? What exactly happened? I'm not sure what happened here, right? But what happened? Nobody knows. What happened here? Amar, he said, now let's go on. By the way, most say that this pasuk, Shuvu banim shovavim, is a pasuk. Chutz me'acher was not said like that. It was said, you can see in the next minute. Amar, he said, Ho ve itred hu gavra behu alma, since I already lost the next world. So, lipik, last night, b'hai alma, might as well enjoy this world. Might as well enjoy it. It's over anyway, right? Might as well enjoy myself. So, nafak achal atar b'tzra, he went bad. Nafak ashka zona, he went to a zona. Tava, and he propositioned the Zona. Amalash, he said, well, one second, Valav Elisha ben Avuya, aren't you Elisha ben Avuya? What are you doing here? Aren't you that great sage, Elisha ben Avuya? What are you doing here? So, Akar, Pugla, Mimishra, B'Shabbos, he pulled out a flower on Shabbos, V'Yavla, and he gave it to her. So, that everyone knows. She knew that too. Acherhu, you must be someone else. That's how the name stuck. So they say, when it says, Shuvu Barim Shavam Chutzme Acher, didn't say that. It said Chutz Me Elisha Ben Avuya. And that came later. Because he wasn't called Acher yet. Right? He got the name from his Zona. Oh, you must be someone else. You must be Acher. Because Elisha Ben Avuya I know wouldn't behave like this. Okay. Shal Acher es Remeir L'Acher Shiyatel Tar B'Tzra. Remeir asked him after he went bad. I'm sorry. He asked Remeir after he went bad. He asked him the following question. My Dichsiv, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, that this for that Hashem created the world? What does that mean? So Amalo, so of course Rebbeir tells him physical things, and Acher is going to answer back, no, it means spiritual things. Amar lo, kol ma shebara kadosh baruch hu, whatever Hashem created, bara kinegdo. He created it equal, or it's opposite. Same thing, equal and opposite. Bara lo hare and bara gvos. He created mountains, he created valleys. Hills. Bara yamim, bara naharos. He created rivers, he created streams. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, no. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, rabacha lo amar kach. Rabbi Akiva, your Rebbe, that's not what he said. He said, Bara tzaddikim, bara rishayim. He created tzaddikim, he created rishayim. Bara gan eden, bara gehenim. He created gan eden, he created gehenim. Call it, what?
Opposites,
right, opposites. Not complementary things, things that complement each other, opposites. Bara kol echad, ve'echad, yesh lbo, beis chalakim. Everyone has echad gan eden, echad gehenim. Zachad, tzaddik, if you're a tzaddik, you're zocha, not tochelko, ve'chelak haveru, b'gan eden. You get your portion, you also get your friend's portion in Gan Eden. Nischayev, if you're a chayev, Rasha, if you're a Rasha, not al chelko, v'chelek chaveru b'gehenim. You get yours, and you get someone else's in Gehenim as well. Why do you get? What do you mean, get someone else's? I'm not sure what that means. What does it mean, you get someone else's? No. What does it mean? If you're a tzaddik, you get your chelek, and you get someone else's chelek. Whose chelek do you get? I'm not sure what that means exactly. You get someone else's chelek. And then by Rosh, the same thing. You get your chelek, or you get someone else's. What exactly does that mean? I'm not sure.
Because when you do something good, you induce somebody else to do good, and then you get credit for that.
And by the same thing, by bad. Okay, very good. So we're going to keep going on with this story. We're going to keep going on with this whole story. And at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to say why Acher went off the derech. Not because he saw, but because he two things. He read Greek literature, and he sang Greek songs. That's Tosas. That's Yerushalmi. So Bava doesn't say any of that. Let's look at this Tosas for a minute. 2 minutes. Look at this Tosas. We're not going to do the whole thing. It's very long. Shuvu banim shovavim. But Yerushalmi mefarish. Yerushalmi, it says lama irulokach. What happened to him? Right? The ikatfe mikros shadorish. A lot of things went on with this person. Are we going to have these are horrible things? Listen to this first one. Vahayahoreg dover divrei Torah. He would kill the good chachamim that learned Torah well. He would kill them. Va'amar, and he said, "Kol Talmud to have a chami le have a katal." Any Talmud that was really good, who was hot, who was fiery, he would kill him. We don't have anything like that in the Bible. Nothing so bad. Everything is like so hidden. Nothing so bad at all. Not only that, to have all the beis vada, he would come to the yeshiva, have a chame talya kame sofra, and he would see these fiery good talmidim. Va'amar, and he would say, "Man elu avdenacha, what are you doing here? What are you wasting your time over here?" Kivon to have a shaman lay shavkin va'azlin, they would hear it, they would leave. They get all depressed, they'd leave the yeshiva. These are horrible things to do. Killing people. Turning people away from the yeshiva, those are horrible. Then he quotes, there's a story that by the bris of when Acher was born, at his bris milah, it's such a difficult story. The chachamim came to the bris milah, and who was there? Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Eliezer, and they started learning Torah, and a fire came down, because they were learning Torah, and the father thought, my house is going to get burnt down. And they said, no, that's fire because of learning. It's not going to destroy your house. Don't worry about it. So he said, ooh, that's the covet you get from learning? I wish my son would have covet like that. Like, it's such a wrong reasons to want to be a gadol, right? That's why he went bad. He's all that wrong reason. First of all, what's so bad? I mean, that's not the best thing to do.
I want you to emulate.
It's mitok shalolosh ma, right? I want you to be a tzaddik so you can be famous. And you can have miracles done. Okay, it's not a good thing. Not a good thing. It's misplaced values. It's such a terrible thing. And what does it do with Acher? That's his father's problem. How does that translate to him? Right?
Okay. So where's also, I thought that was, you said that is from Putnitz and from his tongue getting soft?
That's something else. I think he says that. Then he brings down the story where, one second.
Yeah,
He does bring that something with something. One second. Where was that part? I don't remember. That might be in the Gemara, actually. It might be in our Gemara. Then he brings down the story where the father told the son to go do Shulach HaKan, Shulach HaKain, and he was doing the two mitzvahs that says you get Yerichas Yamim, and the boy died trying to get the shoo the mother bird away, and this is the schar for the two mitzvahs to get Yerichas Yamim. He died. That was hard for him to deal with that. Then he says that Reb Nosson Omar Kishaya Imo Mu'uberes Mimenu, when she was pregnant with him, Avra Lefnei Avodah Zarah, she went past the church, Beherecha Meosa Hamin, right? And she smelled the spices, the incense of the church, Va'achla, Va'yoso Min Mizdazeh Begufa, it lingered inside Acher, also difficult stuff, right? I saw that about the tongue. I don't remember where I saw it. Might be in the Gemara. I don't remember. Anyway.
It was a great tongue until that point. So
right.
What triggered that at that juncture?
Right, so we don't know. I don't know.
All these things.
So the Gemara is going to say at the very end that it was always lingering inside him and just came out. Right, the Rishami starts off by saying it was a Russia. Killed people, turned people away from the yeshiva. Right? None of this is philosophical. Right? Amar B'Sharshia, Mikra, what's the pasuk that says that a tzaddik gets good and the Russia gets bad? I mean, it's obvious, but Gabi Tzadikim Ksiv, Lochein Ba'artza Mishnah Yerusha, it gets double. Right? Gabi Rishon Ksiv, Mishnah Shivron Shivron, also gets double. Shal Acher Sumer, Acher Jetel Tabez Ra. Again, Acher asks Sumer after he turns bad. My difference is, what does it mean when it says, Loyar Kenozov, Vizachuchet, Vitumrasa, Kilipaz? What does that mean? So Amar Lo, so I'll tell you what it means. Eil divrei Torah. This is Torah. Shekashin l'knosan k'kli zav u'kli paz. It's hard to get like gold, like golden vats. It's hard to acquire like gold. V'nochin la'avdan k'kli zechukas. But it's very easy to lose like a glass. You drop a glass, it's broken, it's over. It's hard to get, easy to lose. So too, gold's hard to get, glass is easy to lose. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva rabach lo amar kach. That's not what Rabbi Akiva said. Eil ma k'kli zav u'kli zechukas. Af al pishin eshtabru yeshlem takana. Just like gold and glass, even if it breaks, you can still fix it. Somehow you can fix it. Maybe even, I guess, the glass, you can melt it down. Somehow it's not garbage totally. Even a Talmud Chacham, even though he goes bad, yesh lo takana. There's always a takana. Amalo, you also do tshuva. Amalo, kfar shamati me'achari ha-paragod. I heard from after the paragod, shuvu banam shavam chutz me'acher. Everybody said, can't do it. Tanur Rabbanan, Ma'aseh ba'acher, there's a story with Acher.
Why does Tanur have
to do with him? Because we're going to get to that on the base. Tanur Rabbanan, Ma'aseh ba'acher, Shayrochev alasot, b'Shabbos, he was riding a horse on Shabbos, which by the way is Aser Mid Rabbanan. Rameir Mahalach Achra, Wulmo Torah. And Rameir is still Mipiv. Rameir is still walking to learn Torah from him. Rameir is walking on the floor. He's on a horse. It's Shabbos. Right? Amalo Rameir.
So Mishnah he wasn't a murderer, right? He's walking with him.
Like it's hard. That's a hard Yerushalmi. I read it inside. We all saw that. He said that. Tosa says that. He killed people. Amalo, maybe he means he killed them spiritually. You want to say that? Killed them spiritually. Want to be Lamed Tzchus V'Acher? If we could say he meant he did that. Amalo Meir. Chazar L'Acherecha Shekvar She'arti B'Ikvei Asuos Ad Kad Tchum Shabbos. Say, he tells Rameir, by the way, I've been keeping track. Here's the Tchum. You can't go anymore. I'm going to go because I couldn't care less. But you can't go. It's the Tchum. Amalo Afat HaChazabach. So you also do tshuva. You also come back. Amalev, look, from I already told you. Kfar shamati me'achori ha'paragod, shuvu banam shavavim chutz me'acher. Tukfa aleha lebei midrasha. He drags him to a yeshiva. Acher, Rameir drags Acher to yeshiva. Amalev, so he tells him like this. Leinuka, psukli psukacha. Tell me your pasuk. Right, it's like a little bit of a nevuah. You stop a kid in the street. Hey, what'd you learn today? And whatever he says has some relevance to your life. So Acher does that to a child. And what does the child say? Amalo, Ein Shalom Amar Hashem L'Rishayim. There's no peace for the Rishayim, Hashem says. That's what he needs to hear. Ayala Be Madrasha, B'Lekinesh Nachrisi. They go to a different shul. Amalo Linuka, they tell a kid, Psukli Pesecha, what did you learn today? Amalo, Kiyim Techa Tseni, B'Neser, V'Tayr B'Lecha, Boris, Nechlam Avanecha, L'Fonai. You wash off with soap and water, you're going to become good for me. All these Tzukim Halak, you can't do Tshuva. Every single one. Alila be Knishta Achrisi, he goes to another place. Amalei Liyinuka, he says to a child, Sukli Psukecha, Amalei. The Ad, same pasuk, same idea. The Ad, Shido, Ma, Tatsib, Ki, Talbashani, Shanai, Ki, Tadi, Adi Zav, Ki, Sikrai, Pipicha, Avanecha, Tisa, Pisisi, Sisifi, same thing. Came to Tshuva. Ayla Lebem Kinishta Achwitzi. They go to another shul. At the island of Tlesarbik. They go to 13 shuls. 13 different shuls. 13 different yeshivas. Kulu Baskulei Kihai Gavda. All every kid tells them the same story. Labasra, the last shul, Amalei, Sokli Psukacha. Tell me your pasuk. Amalei, Larasha, Ularasha Amar Lakim, Malacha Lasaper Chukai. Same story. This child didn't know how to talk so well. He was a little bit like stuttering, whatever. And Ishtama Kamada Amalei, it sounded like he said, Ula Elisha Amar Elokim. That's what it sounded like. Because he didn't speak well. That's what Elisha heard. Ikeda Amri, some say, Sakina Havibahade, he had a knife, Vikare, Vishadre, Lathasa Bekinishti, that he killed this boy and sent him to the 13 shuls, chopped him up and sent him to the 13 shuls. Ikeda Amri, others say, no. Amar I Havibahade, the Sakina, if I would have a knife, who doesn't walk around with a knife, but if I would have had one, Havikarinale, I would have done that. I was so upset. So 1 second. Ki noach nafshe da acher. When Acher died, when Acher was going to die, I'm not sure what this now. Omri, it said in Shemayim. Lo midan ledaini. We can't throw him to Gehenna. Why not? Because he did Torah. But v'lo la alma da asi leisi. We can't bring him to Gehenna either. What do we do to such a person? They've had a person like this. As far as I know, they're going to have a story in a minute, but as far as I know, he's the only Tana that we want off the Derech, right? So what do I do to such a person like this? He learned so much Torah, and he became so bad. Where did this person go? So, lo meidan l'dayanei mishum da'asik v'araisa. Can't put him in Gehenna, he learned so much Torah. But lo la'alma da'asi le'isi mishum da'chata. We can't put him in Gehenna, he sinned. So, Amar Meir, I'm not sure what this means now, Amar Meir, mutav de l'dayanei, let him go first, go to Gehenna, v'le'isi la'alma da'asi, then he'll merit the world to come. Masai omos. When I die, Ele Ashan Mikivro, what does that mean? I will erase?
Smoke arise from his grave.
I will make smoke arise from his grave. Kinach Nafshi de Remeir, when Remeir died, Sola Kutri Mikivro D'Acher. The smoke stopped on Acher's caver.
It rose.
To show what? To show that
he was judged.
Amar B'Yochanan, Gavurta Lamikla Rabbe. It's a big thing he did. Right? That's a big thing he did. It looks like he healed him. Chad, yeah. Chad Havi Beinana, there was one term person by us also. V'lo Matzina La'atulei. He also went off the Derech, we couldn't save him. There's another person, I don't know who that is. I Nakte Biad, if I go grab him by the hand, Man Marame Le'man. Who's going to save me? And I think if he's in the next world. If I go try to save him, who's going to save me? Amar, Masai Amos, when I die, the Echva Ashan Mikivro, and I'll put the smoke to stop. Kinoch Nafshid Rabbi Yochanan, when he died Rabbi Yochanan, Pasak Kutra Mikivro de Acher. He stopped the smoke on the cave of Acher. Pasak Alehus Avdana, they said the eulogizers, Afilu Shomer Pesach Lo Imcha Lefanecha Rabbeinu. Even the guards of Gehenna can't stop you, Rabbi Yochanan. So, you there's a lot to say here about Acher. What do you say about that? So I think it's the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov said, so isn't really everything that happened to Acher doesn't happen to all of us? Don't we hear that same Baskel? Don't we hear that same voice? You're nothing. You're no good. You're going to do tshuva. Who do you think you are? You're going to do tshuva. And don't things happen to us on days where like nothing goes right? And no matter what kid you bump into, you hear the wrong thing. Doesn't that happen to all of us? Happens to all of us. What? Okay, you don't kill. So you can get out of all those things. You don't kill. But don't you always also feel sometimes that you have no hope and you have no choice? Don't we all feel like that? The answer is, we do all feel like that. We do all feel like that. And you rise above it. And that's what Acher couldn't do it. I have a sefer over here on the Inyanim of Rosh Hashanah. And he has a great line in the sefer. He says, when you come to the next world, Hashem's not going to ask you why you did X, Y, Z. Because he has a great line. He says, the shire of the terutzim doesn't close. Shai Terutzim is Lonin Alut. Right? The Shai of Tears is Lonin Alut. Shai Terutzim is Lonin Alut. You have 100 reasons for everything you did. Hashem knows all your reasons. I'm not going to ask you why you did X, Y, Z. Whatever you did has come up with, he heard it already. Right? The only answer is, why don't you do tshuva? That's all. Do tshuva. That's a brilliant bar. It's so simplistic and so brilliant. Right? The Shai of the Terutzim don't close. Yeah, I haven't heard it all. Okay, fine. We heard it all. Good. So do tshuva. That's all. It's just so simple. Right? Ach, I missed that whole point. What? It's so simple to say to do it. So just start doing it. So start on that path. That's all. We're not asking for you know, no one turns into a Moshe Feinstein overnight. It's not what I'm asking for that. Make the effort. What? It's not easy. It's not easy at all. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. But no one goes off the derech on a dime either. No one goes off the derech on a dime. It doesn't happen on a dime. Never happens on a dime. Never. It always is a process. It always is a process. No one wakes up one morning, a good person, going to shul a few times a day, and keeping all the mitzvahs, that's it, it's over. They're throwing it away. It never happens. It doesn't happen like that. Yeah.
Right, if you do it in
discretion. How do you nip it in the bud? That, I don't know. I'm not in that profession. I'm not in that...
According to this, that was
money. So we're going to see in a few minutes... I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I don't think that's Amasorah. It was out of his mind? I don't think that's Amasorah. What was Acher's beef? That we don't know. What was his issue? Right? What was his issue? People go off the derech because usually an issue. It's usually not because they're Bali Taiva. It's usually not the reason. Right? It's usually an issue that they have. Right? Very hard to answer.
Not because of that whole experience you had with going to the parties? It wasn't because of that?
So what happened in there?
I'm saying...
The metatron. So therefore what?
We don't know what that means.
Exactly.
So we don't know what his issue was. We don't know. We simply don't know. Now, the Gemara, the Shammai says, because it's at the bridge, his father, all these other stories, all these other reasons.
How does that relate to the parties then? All these stories.
So maybe the parties was like the straw that broke the camel's back. I don't know. Like I said, it was always brewing inside him.
I disagree with him. I think it is a type.
Yeah?
I think it is a type that a person goes off the
earth because it's a type. Yes. True, but if somebody's able to manage to integrate into your life and you keep all the mitzvot and you keep Shabbos, right? And you're an honest person, which is hard to do. It's a hard thing. Shabbos is not easy. And all of a sudden you give it up on a dime? It doesn't happen like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen like that. So it seeps in. So what makes somebody want to give into the taiva? What makes someone do that?
Taiva.
What? I understand. So happen for 30 years, he doesn't bother him. And all of a sudden, one day, it's not one day.
Look at the Holocaust. The people
that turned those things. You can't bring that up.
Why?
Because.
Show me Poland got really turned off and went
so, off. So that's not, we're not talking about 2014, the United States of America. We have only good things.
Right.
You have only good things. No, I'm not talking about the Holocaust.
You have an example of people who were Show me Poland.
That's not a normal example. That wasn't a normal event. It wasn't a normal event. Walk into any shul in any city in the United States of America and you'll see people that are off the derech. What happened to them? What happened to them? They didn't go through the Holocaust. They didn't go through a war. They're regular 30-year or 40-year-old people and they're not religious. They might look like they're religious. They're not religious. So what happened to them? What happened to them? Because of the Holocaust?
No, some trauma.
The answer is that.
There was some trauma.
No, not trauma. There's no trauma. What happened is, they let the Terutzim get the better of them. That's all it is.
They ask questions.
So they don't know where to go to answers. They don't know where to go for the answers. Right. They don't know how to get the answers. Sometimes they don't care to know the answer is.
Exactly.
Not interested. Right? This didn't happen overnight.
Exactly.
It did not happen. That's all I'm saying. I'm not judging anybody. It's not easy.
Because they got turned off from something. It was something lacking.
I understand. It didn't happen overnight. Right. It doesn't happen overnight. Right. That's all I'm saying. Why it happened? I don't know. I'm not judging anybody. And the Holocaust is for sure not Shaya here. Yeah. Right? That's all. Am I wrong?
No, you can't bring it back.
Bito shall acher. Okay, we have 10 minutes. Bito shall acher. We're not going to finish. Bito shall acher. Ishil kamei de Rebbe. The daughter of Acher came to Rebbe. Amrle, Rebbe, part of the thing. I have nothing to eat. Amrle, bas miat, who you? Amrle, bito shall acher. I'm Acher's son. Acher's daughter. Amala, right? Interesting. A dying age means Arab Olam. I didn't know that. He's still got people alive. I have a ksiv. It says Lo nin lo v'lo neched ba'amov ein sid b'megurav. No one's gonna be left. Amar lo. So what does she say? She says what they all say. Zachar l'torasna, val tizka maisa. To remember his Torah, don't remember his bed. Or they all say that, right? Well, Hitler made the trains run on time, right? Remember that? Don't remember the bed. Miad, not chas v'shal, I'm not comparing the two, but that's what people say, right? Don't remember the Miad, yard de'esh, v'sichzicha sasalo shal Rebbe. Right, the fire came down and burnt Rebbe's bench. The Rebbe, what do you want from her? Right, what do you want from her? She didn't do anything wrong. Bacha v'amar Rebbe v'chi l'matginan b'kach. For those, what? For those that are protected, this is how they get treated. In other words, I went off the derech. So he's protected a little bit because he learned Torah and now his daughter's so protected. But imagine if we would praise him. I mean, we don't praise Acher. He went off the derech. But imagine if someone's worthy of praise. Imagine that, how they're protected. Right? Remeir hechi gamar Torah mipume da Acher. How could Remeir learn Torah from Acher? How could he do that? Amar Mar, but we learn Amar Rabbi Bar Barachana, Amar Yochanan. My dechsev says kisifse kohen yishmeru das. The Torah of Akshi Piu ki malach Hashem tzevakosu im dome harav l'malach Hashem tzevakos yivakshi Torah Piu. If your Rebbe is like a malach, go learn from him. V'im lach, I yivakshi Torah Piu. Then they shouldn't. So what's he doing learning from Acher?
Who's like a malach?
What? Who's like a malach? I don't know. But anyway, whoever's like a malach, Acher's not like a malach, right? Amalo Remeir, Karav Ashkech V'Zarach. Remeir had a pasuk that gave him the heter to do this. What's the pasuk? Hat Adnecha Ushma Divrei Chachamim V'Libcha Tashis L'Daiti. The Daitam Lo Ne'emar El Daiti. In other words, whoever you can learn from, even if it's someone like Acher, if you can learn from Acher, it's okay. So the truth is, Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehacha, different pasuk, it says Shimi Basu Re'i V'Hati Adnecha V'Shichi Imach U'Beis Avicha. So the truth is, Kashu Kara Adadi. It's a stira. One pasuk says, only learn from a malach, and one pasuk says, learn from anybody. So, lo kasha, depends who you are. Haba gadol, haba katan. Are you a big or are you a small person? If you're a person that could accept and learn, take the good out of things, right? Sometimes the Pope says a good verse. Sometimes. So you should go become a Talmud of his? Depends who you are. What? Depends who you are, right? Depends who you are. Right? So the same thing, Acher did that. Kiyasa, Rav Dimi, Amar, Ami Bar Rava, Rav Meir, Achal Tikla, Vishadei Shikla Lavara. He ate the fruit, and he threw away the shell. Meaning he knew what to take from Acher, what not. Darash Rava, Mai Dechsev, El Ginas Egos, Yeradati Leroz, Ba'avi Hanachal, Lama Nimshul Timilachom, the Egos, why is the Kamachachom compared to a nut? Lama Lachom, Ma Egos, the Apple Bisham, Maluchach, Petit, Pitsoa, Ein Masha, Besocho, Nemat, just like a nut. It could be totally surrounded with garbage, but inside it's still good. Ah, Talmachacham, Ah, Bishasarach, even though he went sour, Ein Toraso Nim Eses. His Torah is not spoiled. That's a big shiloh, by the way. What happens if Talmachacham does go off the derech? What happens to all his good things? That's a big discussion.
Yeah, the question is, can you still learn from
him? Can you still learn from him? Right, it's a big discussion. Ashkeche Rabbi Varshila Eliyahu. Varshila bumped into Eliyahu. Amalei, Maika Aved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's Hashem doing now? Amalei, Ka'amar Shmaita Mipumayu Dekula Rabbanan. He's saying over all the Torah of everybody. When we put my Dabai Lokamar. But he's not saying, Dur Meir, Lokamar. But he's not saying it over the Torah of Rav Meir. Amalei, Amai, why not? Mishon Dekal, Ka'amar Shmaita Mipumayu Dekula. Because he learned Torah from Acher. So Amalei, Amai, Rav Meir, Rima Matza, Tocha, Ocha, Klipatza, Zarak. What do you mean? It's like a pomegranate. He found the fruit and he threw away the peel. So Amalei, Ohashtek Amar, Meir, Bini, Amar, Omer. So now Hashem says, like, it's a difficult Gemara. But now Hashem realizes, ooh, they're right. Ooh, they're right. I was wrong for excluding Remeir. Now I'm going to include him. Remeir said like this, Bizman she'odam mitztar, when a person's being hung, right? So the person gets Misa, then you hang him, right? So Shechina, Ma'alosh on Amar, what does the Shechina say? Chalena Meroshi, my head's upset, Chalena Mizari, even though this person's a Rasha. And he got a Mises Bezdin, and now they're hanging him to show everybody. Hashem's still upset about that. So im kach Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzar al daman shel rishoyim. And the Russia, the guy did an aveira. He got hung. He got killed. So kavachom al daman shel tzadikim shenishbach. So for sure for a tzadik. Ashkel Shmuel the Rav Yehuda the Tali beivra the dasha the kabachi. He was standing by the door, and he was crying. Amalei shinan amai kabach is why he crying. Amalei mezutra my dechsev be rabbanan. What does it say by the rabbanan? Aye sofer, aye shokel, aye sofer is hamigdolim. Aye sofer, woe to the sofer, shayy sofer kol osyot shebetorah. He counted all the os letters of the Torah. Aye shokel, shayy shoklin kalav chaburin shebetorah. He weighed every kalav chomer in the Torah. Aye sofer tam gadlin, shayy shonin gimel meos halachos b'migdal aporich ba'avir. He learned 300 halachos about some very complicated issue with a flying, hanging building, with tumah, with ohel, very complicated. That Doeg and Achitofel, who people don't ever all share in Olam Haba, were 300 shailos on this one issue, right? And V'tanan, Gilam Malachim V'arbo Hediotos Eilam Cholik Olam Haba, and they left their Olam Haba, right? Anan Matahel, eh? What chance do we have? Amale Shinana Tina Haisa Believa. Yeah, but they were bad. They were bad, right? Amar Mar Acher Mai. So what about Acher? Let me end up. What about Acher? A whole daf about him. What about Acher? Demer Yevani LaPasak Nipuve. He never had the Greek songs leave his mouth. He would hum Greek songs all day. Amru Olav Al Acher Shebeshash Yo'on Beit HaMedrash Har Beit Sifri Minim Noshin Micheko. He had a lot of Sifri Minim fall out of his cloak. That's what he used to read, and that's what he used to listen to the radio. Right? Shal Nimos Hagardias of Meir Kol Emer Denachis Liora Salif. What? All wool. That comes out of the vat comes out good. So Amalei, yeah, kol man to have a naki agav ime salat. Yeah, if it's good from its mother, in other words, if it's good from the mother, then it does come out clean. Kol delo naka have a naki agav ime lo salat. If it doesn't come from the mother, it doesn't come out clean. What he meant was that your Yerushalayim has to come before your Torah. If you have Torah without Yerushalayim, you can turn into an akav. Here's now the next one is Rabbi Akiva al B'Shalom. Rabbi Akiva, okay, that's good. End up on a good note. Rabbi Akiva. See, someone like Rabbi Akiva, he came out okay. Right? What happened to Acher? Can we ponder this? Right? And we'll pick up tonight, so we'll start at 9:15 tonight. All right? Everyone have a very good day. Oh, yeah.